Well, let's go now to Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment over the weekend in a television interview that he plans to move tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus, which supports the Kremlin and shares a border with northern Ukraine and three NATO members, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. Putin said his decision was a response to Britain's plan to send depleted uranium armor-piercing rounds to Ukraine. Now, those rounds aren't nuclear weapons grade, and Ukraine is now calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to fight what it calls Russia's nuclear blackmail. Jeffrey Edmonds is with the Center for New American Security. Jeffrey, first of all, your thoughts on what Putin is laying out as a tit for tat. You know, they're sending these depleted uranium armor-piercing rounds to Ukraine, so if I want, I can move my nuclear weapons into Belarus.
But I think it's actually a very odd tit for tat, because depleted uranium rounds, I mean, the uranium part of that's just to really to make these rounds very hard. That has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. Whereas what Putin is talking about is low-yield nuclear weapons, a completely different kind of category of weapon. And so it's a very odd tit-for-tat.
Yeah. Well, and let's start with Belarus. Why Belarus?
So I think it's really just politically symbolic. The Russian military, Putin, don't gain anything militarily by putting low-yield nuclear weapons in Belarus. The Russian military has the ability to use these throughout Europe without them being in Belarus. I think it's really just more of a play to, you know, once again, use nuclear coercion to get the West to try to back down.
Yeah.
He's kind of saying, you know, this whole situation, Ukraine's very, very dangerous. And if we're not careful, it could lead to nuclear war. And so it's just more nuclear saber rattling on his part.
The Belarus threat is more bellicose, you know, that he's just doing that. And pointing out that he has one supporter in Belarus. But I guess I want to ask you directly, do you, and what do you think the intelligence community around the world thinks about what Putin is saying? Is it really just bluff? Is there any possibility?
I mean, I think it's certainly possible for him to do so. I mean, his argument is that, you know, the United States has low-yield nuclear weapons in Europe. He can do the same with his own allies. Now, Russia has many more of these low-yield nuclear weapons than we do. And so, militarily, Belarus doesn't really give him anything. It's much more of a political, you know, nuclear coercion against the West and NATO.
Well, because the word nuclear is scary, very scary. And when you say low yield, what do you mean?
So you can kind of break nuclear weapons down into different categories. What we're not talking about are the large intercontinental ballistic missiles that you think of in normal doomsday kind of scenarios. We're talking about smaller weapons that can be used on a battlefield, but that are nuclear. And so they have a tremendous amount of power. But it's not these city-destroying weapons that you normally think of.
Well, still, it's the word nuclear. But do you think the U.S. is now calling Putin's bluff? The European Union is threatening to impose further sanctions on Russia. The U.S. says it's monitoring the implications of Putin's announcement, implying that it might take some sort of action. So do you think everyone is calling the Russian leader's bluff?
I mean, I think in some ways they are. I think the administration's being very cautious. Putin has a long history of nuclear coercion. It's not clear he's going to actually follow through with this. The medium through which he announced this is kind of odd, you know, just a TV interview. There was no follow-up. And so I think there's just this kind of watching if there are actual indicators that he's going to do this. And of course, if he does do this, we have to take that into account, you know, militarily and for security reasons in Europe. But again, I don't think it really changes the game very much.
Well, and I'm wondering, too, he says he's responding to Britain's move, which, as you point out, he must know that these armor-piercing rounds are not, you know, the kind of uranium that's in a nuclear weapon. He must know that. So how do you think his comments might be relating to what's going on in Ukraine? You've got the ongoing fighting in Bakhmut. A Ukrainian commander there says the fighting is reaching a new intensity. We've heard that before. If Russia does succeed in taking this city, it's strategically kind of pointless, although symbolically it would be huge. But do you think any of Putin's comments over the weekend about nuclear weapons reflect him feeling like his back is against the wall in Ukraine?
I think it certainly reflects his feeling that things are not going the way that he wants them to go in Ukraine. This isn't the first time he has done this. He knows that, you know, one of the reasons NATO doesn't want to get involved in this war on the ground is over the concern of nuclear weapons on both sides. Russia doesn't want NATO involved. NATO doesn't want to get involved because of the potential for nuclear weapons. But I do think both sides have added this political intensity to Bakhmut that is far beyond its actual military value. I think a lot of us are surprised that the Ukrainians have decided to hold on to the city as long as they have. this is different than their previous strategy of attriting Russian forces in other cities and then pulling out while things still favored them very much. But they've gotten to a point now where both sides are losing a lot. And they both attach this importance to Bakhmut that's far beyond what its military value is.
Yeah.
The verdict is not out on whether or not this was the right strategy or not, because it's really tying up Ukrainian forces. And they're really losing a lot here. Forces that could be used in a counteroffensive and things like that.
Jeffrey Edmonds with the Russia Studies Program at the Center for the New American Security. Jeff, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you so much.